The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, we have a variety of different topics to discuss and bring you information that you might not hear anywhere else. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And I know that when you came in the door, you had on your mind that we were going to talk about magnesium. And then I talked about my experience last night.
Yes, and this is sort of a pet peeve of mine anyway. Your experience sort of magnifies it. Why don't you tell your people about your experience?
Okay. For a family member who was in extreme pain, a visit to the emergency room, and that resulted in a recommendation for Percocet to relieve the pain, and a recommendation, obviously, to get to the dentist because the source of the pain was a toothache. And so in filling the pain prescription, this is a pet peeve of mine, Dr. Slavin. I feel like I'm being treated as a criminal when I go into the drugstore and present a valid, very official looking prescription for pain relief. It happened to be Percocet. And
Well, let me just say, too, it wasn't for a lot of Percocet.
No, because obviously the recommendation was get to your dentist. And so the appointment is...
So how many Percocet was it for?
I didn't look. Maybe four.
Okay.
So people at the pharmacy counter who don't look at you, let me see your ID, and it's just a very uncomfortable transaction. And I think I understand that there is an abuse of certain types of chemicals, but I mean, do I really look like I am going to be abusing drugs?
Let me help you answer that question. Have you ever been patted down at the airport in the security line?
Oh, yes.
You look like a terrorist then, right?
Okay, and boy, do I object to that. However, I will do the pat down rather than go through an X-ray machine and stand, assume the stance that the police would have you assume with your legs apart and your hands over your head. So I don't want to go through that line. So what a brave new world we're living in, isn't it?
I think the problem is, and we see it across the board, not just we're trying to fill a prescription for pain medicine, that the majority of people are being punished for the sins of a few. In other words, if a few people want to abuse drugs, you know, my feeling is it's their life, you know, let them do as they please, but don't cause suffering in people that need to get pain relief, because that is one of the worst feeling someone could have. People have committed suicide because they couldn't relieve their pain. Or what they do, and this is what they don't talk about, they're blaming all these deaths from overdoses, in part because the doctors aren't adequately prescribing enough pain medicine to control the pain. So then these people have to go out. They either drink alcohol or buy heroin on the street, anything to get pain relief. And that increases the, you know, the risk of an overdose and dying. The government has overstepped its authority. It doesn't even make sense. They're trying to keep us safe from opiates. I mean, they're not keeping us safe from alcoholics. They're not keeping us safe from tobacco. They're not even keeping us safe from sugar. Sugar, the biggest killer of them all. And what they don't say is that non-steroidal anti-inflammatories available over the counter, like Advil, Aleve, all of those kill far more people than the deaths associated, that they're trying to associate with opiates and the inappropriate use. So I don't know what their agenda is, but it's not helping people.
And typically, what is one area of medicine that in people's minds, their perception is medical treatment is the most beneficial way to relieve their pain? That's what you turn to medical practitioners for. And that is being interfered with.
Now, and here's the real problem. I had a patient yesterday, and she's under a lot of stress, she claims, and because her daughter is a drug addict. And she doesn't know what to do. You know, she says, you can lock her up. She'll be off drugs. And the minute she gets out, she's back on the drugs again. And I don't think we've discovered anything to do. Except I had a suggestion. I don't know if it's a feasible one or not.
Is it politically incorrect, Dr. Slavin?
No, I thought it was an interesting idea. I don't know if it can be done.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
You heard of Narcan?
No.
Narcan is, if you have a drug overdose, you present to the emergency room. If you present to the emergency room unconscious.
Yes.
And they don't know what the cause of unconsciousness is. It could be a drug overdose. It could be low blood sugar because you took too much insulin. So the automatic treatments they do is they give you a shot of Narcan. They give you a shot of glucose to try and wake you up because they can't wait for the test results to come back. So I said, why don't they have a Narcan pellet so you can't overdose on narcotics? But more importantly, they should really have controlled legalization of these street drugs so people who... for one reason or another, can't kick their habit. You know, people can't kick their drinking habit as much as people try. There are those that can. There are those that can't.
People can't kick their sugar habit.
But what I'm saying is, so the solution is we're going to take away access to all the pain medicine for people that really need it because there are a few people that abuse it. You know, it just reminds me of the same argument they're using for guns. We're going to, because some people acquire guns illegally, we're going to take away all the guns from the law-abiding citizens to help so that the people who acquire them illegally hopefully won't get them, which doesn't make any sense anyway. It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe someone in the government who must be much smarter than the rest of us can explain it to
us. Wait a minute. What are you saying? That we have really smart people making some of those laws out there? The ones having to do with your ability to access Percocet? It is a very distressing situation. I consider myself a truly law-abiding citizen. and the treatment in a pharmacy, I significantly object to. And the other thing is, as you are mentioning, how we're treated at the airports, and we're being told that, okay, this searches of our person and luggage is for our protection. Okay, but then you read about the testing the system, and so many banned objects are able to make it through onto the plane, so you really wonder how safe you are. And so the known traveler designation and those things so that you pass a background check and you can get on the plane.
Known as feel-good legislation. Supposed to make you think they're doing something, when in reality, the recent attacks at the different airports around the world show you that these measures don't you know, protect you. Now, I remember I was at the Istanbul airport. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
And that was the first time I ever noticed. The minute you step foot inside the terminal, you go through security, not before you enter the area where the planes depart from. And I said, that's interesting. They have it twice. I thought it was just a jobs program. You know, we're going to do a double search. You know, but as you can see, if you, well, let's look at it. If you have a dike and you plug one hole, it'll start leaking from another hole. So if you fix one problem, they'll look for another weakness in the whole system. And that's what they've been doing. Just exploiting one weakness after another.
Our reliance on technology, I think, is misplaced, having been in the Amsterdam airport. You have a very, very close encounter with a security officer and a conversation. And there is all, and I found that to be a very reasonable way of evaluating people's behavior and preventing something wrong from happening. And then I think about Israeli airports and that airline.
The problem with that approach in the United States is we just have too many airports, and the skill of the screener is paramount there, and you know it's probably hard to find people with those skills. Look at the shooter in Dallas, who was in the military. They said he was troubled, but nobody paid attention to it. So nobody understands the potential magnitude of crime that could be associated with these people.
And that shooter received an honorable discharge when there was very serious trouble in his...
complaint of sexual, harassment or something.
And he was sent home early. He was separated from his unit and sent back to the States from Afghanistan.
Well, that was a plea deal. In other words, all right, we're not going to go through the whole process of adjudicating the thing. We'll just look. We'll give you an honorable discharge, and you go home. And end of story. But it wasn't clearly the end of story. And then you heard his parents, who were very upset, said, "I didn't even see this coming." But these are difficult problems to understand.
It's certainly very difficult. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break. And so I have vented my frustration this morning and shared it with you listeners. And when we come back, we'll get to some very important information that will be supportive of your good health. Stay tuned. More to come.
Genobiotic is a way to support your immune system, enhance the function of your digestive tract, and help to maintain regularity. One or two capsules per day provide the basic chemistry needed for healthy gastrointestinal function. Support your good health with the profile of probiotic ingredients in Genobiotic. Find out more about Genobiotic at Janazon.com.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Delicious, fragrant, moisturizing. What is it? Janabomb. The best taste from all organic ingredients to smooth your lips. The best fragrance from all organic ingredients to soothe a bite from mosquito or nocilla. Heal chapped lips. Stop the itch from an insect bite. Just a dab of Janabomb on your lips or on a rash and get relief. Janabomb, great for lips, rash, or insect bite. Find out more at JanaZahn.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And next on the agenda, Dr. Slavin?
Well, we have a recurring theme on the program, and that's to answer the question, why do we get sick?
Okay.
And I think the best way to understand that is to go back, several hundred years, maybe 1,000 years, and look at how humans lived several thousand years ago, and now look at how they live today, and I think that gives you a little more insight into why we get sick. If you go back long enough, you know what would be a good example? Dances with Wolves, that movie. How they portrayed the Indian tribes and how they moved along, I guess, searching for food. There weren't high population areas. They left the area in the same condition that they found it. So there were obviously sanitation was practiced. Just healthy lifestyles. And that's all changed. And by the way, what were they eating? They were eating unadulterated natural food. They weren't...
I told you that I had been in a drugstore this morning, and so the pathway to get to the pharmacy department of the drugstore is lined on both sides with food. But there isn't one thing that I would actually characterize as nutrient-supporting food.
But that pharmacy doesn't sell cigarettes anymore.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was...
Huh. Okay.
There's one pharmacy chain that stopped selling cigarettes.
Okay.
Good
all
for
right.
them. But they're still selling junk food, and more people die from junk food than from cigarettes anyway.
Wine, beer, those energy drinks, all of those things that have pretty significant potential to damage your body.
I was in the pharmacy yesterday, too, and people are actually...
What were we doing in pharmacies, Dr. Slavin?
Yeah, buying groceries.
Right.
I was buying a birthday card.
Okay. All right.
Buying their grocery products in the pharmacy, and you know you don't have any good choices there as far as health goes, but people don't understand it. Well, it only makes sense. That's why I said there are hospitals that have McDonald's inside. It's to perpetuate business. But so going back thousands of years ago, this is what I want you to understand. So now we have... crowded cities, polluted air, water that's not as clean as it used to be. They used to, you know, imagine being able to drink out of a stream because there was no chemical pollution in the stream. I mean, that's the way it used to be. You know, even today animals drink out of the stream, but at their own peril. Who knows? Because even at the North Pole or the South Pole, they're seeing... contamination with pollutants like mercury and things like that you wouldn't even expect there because it's being carried over with the clouds and then it comes down in the rain. So I was thinking about that. So now you have to think, okay, our diets have changed, the air we breathe has changed, the water we drink has changed, the stress we live under has changed. So now you begin to understand why we get sick. And then the next step is, okay, you have to identify those changes before you can remedy them. If you don't look for them, you can't remedy them. And one of the big ones is magnesium. How come we're so deficient in magnesium all of a sudden?
Yeah, how come, Dr. Slavin?
Well, part of the reason is because everybody's taking lots of calcium because you've been told, take that calcium, and calcium is going to displace magnesium unless you take enough magnesium to balance it out.
For 25 years, I've been telling people, stop taking calcium. And many times my clients look at me as though I may have taken leave of my senses. Of course, calcium is important. I want to keep my bones strong. But that's what I tell people. Check your calcium levels in your blood test and make sure they're not too high and certainly not too low. You want them between 9 and 10. And that calcium level is adequate. But what you want in order to keep your body, your bones strong, you want vitamin D. You want magnesium. You want vitamin K. You want enzymes in your system so that you can properly metabolize all of those minerals that are potentially going to keep your bones strong.
So every time you go to a doctor, he's checking your blood pressure, or at least he should. That is a real doctor. I mean, there are...
Oh.
And by that, I mean, you go to a plastic surgeon, I don't think he's checking your blood pressure, or a dermatologist. I don't think they're checking blood pressures there.
They shouldn't. I would say that I think they need to, because suppose they're doing some kind of a procedure.
If they're doing a procedure, that may play a role.
Okay.
Should. But your primary care doctor should be routinely checking blood pressures. And they say about one-third of adults in the United States, and by the way, I don't know what the definition of adult is anymore. What would you say? Is that over the age of what?
18.
18 adults? Because high blood pressure is in pre-adults then.
Wow.
You know,
okay, teenagers, yeah.
They're saying a third of adults in the United States have high blood pressure, and only half of those have their blood pressure under control. And new research published by the American Heart Association journal, Hypertension, identifies magnesium as a possible remedy. But does your doctor check your magnesium levels when you go there and he discovers high blood pressure, or does he immediately put you on a drug to lower your blood pressure?
Pretty much the latter. And unfortunately, many times when he is testing your magnesium level, it isn't the truly correct way to check.
And now, why do we want to check? Well, we're checking for high blood pressure because left untreated, it's going to increase the risk of heart attacks, stroke. It's called the silent killer because sometimes the first sign of a problem is sudden death. There are no warning signs or symptoms of high blood pressure. So if you go to a doctor, he says you have high blood pressure. A couple of things you should do immediately or schedule you to have your magnesium level checked, but not a serum magnesium, either an intracellular magnesium, a red blood cell magnesium, for example. He should also check your fasting insulin level. It's another cause of high blood pressure, elevated insulin.
One of the things, Dr. Slavin, that so many doctors do is they tell their patients very pointedly to stop using salt. And in my opinion, what they should be talking to their patients about is stop using sugar, stop using highly processed carbs, and those are the things that are going to affect the fasting insulin level.
So the first thing is, okay, you have high blood pressure, you should make sure you're not deficient in magnesium, and more importantly, you should make sure that you are having optimal levels of magnesium in your body. But in addition to that, magnesium is essential for over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. In other words, magnesium is really important. And besides having a positive effect on controlling blood pressure, but a better way of looking at it is magnesium deficiencies cause high blood pressure rather than saying we're going to use magnesium as an alternative to drugs to lower high blood pressure. No, it's magnesium deficiencies that create that problem. But it's also important for normal nerve and muscle function to maintain a steady heartbeat. It supports a healthy immune system, and it helps keep bones strong. So contrary to what you've been told about having to take calcium, magnesium is the real mineral that the bones need to be strong.
Certainly, and you need that proper ratio of calcium and magnesium, and there's a lot of different research telling you what that ratio should be, and the research that I find most credible is the research that says you need twice as much magnesium as calcium if you're taking a CalMag supplement, and over and over and over again, I see very, very high calcium content, very low, minimal magnesium content, and those are the ratios typically present in formulas sold over the counter. The other thing that I said is the doctor's telling people no salt, and I see a lot of individuals on a low salt diet, and again, it's a ratio, the sodium chloride and potassium, that ratio interaction is critically important for the electrical stimulation for your heart function to be supported and normalized. So you need that calcium magnesium ratio and you need that sodium potassium ratio to actually function very well.
And then in their wisdom, this is the American Heart Association, says, well, magnesium may only be helpful in lowering blood pressure in people who are deficient in magnesium. But that's the key. How do we define deficiencies? Because when you look at a range, again, on any test, there isn't one number that says this is the number that's good for everybody. There's always a range, because when they test the population in general, there's a range of what they find. So one person's level is not the same as another. So defining optimal levels is difficult. So like we say, you should, if you were to eat a healthy diet, like they say, well, if you're eating a healthy diet, you don't have to take any magnesium supplements. So what's a healthy diet? Green leafy vegetables. These are the foods that are high in magnesium. Legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains. I'm not a big fan of that area, or breakfast cereals and other fortified foods. Not a fan of fortified foods. Come
on. The quality of the magnesium in those fortified foods is very poor.
I mean, if it's something says fortified with, stay away from it. You want to eat the foods in its natural state. And you know, so the green leafy vegetables, legumes, nuts and seeds, they left out the word organic, because you don't want to have exposure to all those pesticides that are used on those crops when they're not grown organically.
And so when we come back from the break, Dr. Slavin, are we going to share the latest legislative coup on the part of chemical companies and the ability of those chemical companies to manipulate and contaminate our food at will?
In other words, the getting around the labeling laws.
Certainly getting around labeling laws and disabling the current labeling laws of certain states.
Getting around the labeling law that says this is organic?
No, what they're trying to do, they don't have to label genetically modified foods is the bottom line. So I don't know how that's going to affect the little blue seal that says non-GMO.
But non-GMO is not enough, because they're still spraying those crops with pesticides, and they might still be spraying those crops with glyphosate. It's a very powerful herbicide, and they're still spraying it with that and other ones. That's why you have to really look for organic. Non-GMO is not good enough.
Okay, and that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Talk Radio, and just before the break, the topic that I was saying maybe we should be discussing with our listeners, just to make sure that the foods you're choosing actually can bring you magnesium levels, calcium levels, all of the trace minerals that you need. And what we're dealing with right now is the legislature before they went on vacation, and they're gone for 7 weeks, and so no government work will be done in those 7 weeks. And just before they left, they approved the position that Monsanto has been lobbying for, and that was to prevent food purveyors from informing consumers if the product is contains genetically modified ingredients, and if indeed the product is contaminated with a variety of different toxic chemical pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and so on. And the truth of the matter is, we really do need a way to protect ourselves if we choose to stay away from such contaminating foods. Dr. Slavin mentioned at the beginning of the show, why do we get sick? Well, we get sick because the foods we're ingesting are not nutrient dense, they're rather chemical contaminated.
Don't they have a rule after you leave politics, before you become a lobbyist, you have to wait a certain number of years?
That would be a wonderful thing. You believe that's in place, Dr. Slavin?
I think so, but that doesn't. That's before you leave politics and then you lobby for different corporations. But they've gotten around that because now you work for a corporation, and then you can hold a position in government, and then you can go back and hold a position with the corporations. And there should be rules against that, because that's a clear conflict of interest. But see, that there is no regulation against that. And we can see that a lot of the potential people who work in Monsanto used to work in the government, and then they go back to Monsanto and back and forth. So Monsanto, our government officials are not protecting us from corporations that might be doing us harm. And I think that's really the bottom line. So there should be some kind of controls over that. But it's all about money. Yeah. They get paid big salaries when they leave government. And then they go, so it's something we need to be aware of. Here's another example. In Europe, 2 out of every 3 Europeans wanted glyphosate eradicated from the continent, yet they ignored that. In other words, Monsanto, as an astute politician once said, the system is rigged. It is. I mean, look at this. I mean, when your constituents say, we don't want glyphosate, and then you go ahead and ignore what the people want, there's a problem there. 2/3 of Europeans now say that it should be banned.
And what happened? April 20th, the Parliament passed a resolution opposing the Commission's proposal to reapprove the use of glyphosate for the next 15 years. So that tells me that the Parliament did the right thing. They listened to the constituents.
But we'll see, because they, like you were saying with labeling laws, they have sneaky ways of getting around it.
And so, as you said before the break, Dr. Slavin, the way to assure yourself that you are not exposing yourself to dangerous chemicals and genetically modified foods is choose organic. And that way you minimize the possibility that the milk and dairy products that you consume have had hormones and artificial chemicals, some sort of chemical manipulation in the feed of those animals, minimizing the potential for antibiotics to be in those products.
Now, here's a way they could get around it, for example. They probably have already thought about it. They say, all right, if the law says we're going to ban glyphosate, they'll come up with a Me Too herbicide with a
right.
different name that does
right.
the same thing. So, okay, you ban glyphosate, well, we're going to use this other one that does the same thing. And so that's why you have to really go with organic produce. And, of course, there are a lot of skeptics there. They say, just because it says organic, is it really organic? What do you say on that, Jen?
I say we're doing the best we can. We have a better chance of protecting your good health by choosing organic. And I have to say, there are companies out there who have classified their products as organic. And, in truth, they don't adhere to the ethical aspects and standards of handling livestock according to organic principles. However, the product is probably a little bit better than just plain commercial.
Nearly half of all Europeans tested positive for glyphosate in their bodies. So how do you get the use of a chemical where, you know, half the people have it in their bodies, and there haven't been any testing as to the safety of glyphosate in humans. Goes on to say here, glyphosate is everywhere. It's been found in the urine of 44% of people tested from 18 different European nations. It's in 60% of the bread sold in the United Kingdom and in 14 of Germany's best-selling beers. And I have to tell you, too, in this country, you got to be careful. If you're not getting organic wine, you're getting glyphosate wine. But, and here's the thing. Little testing has actually been done to examine the extent of glyphosate's presence and its effects on humans and the environment, which is one big reason why environmental groups and others are demanding a ban, at least until more research can be conducted. Why is that so unreasonable? The evidence, and by the way, the United Nations are already said glyphosate is a potential carcinogen.
It is the world's best-selling herbicide and very widely used in Europe. And I thought that Europe had pretty much worked on keeping genetically modified organisms out of the European Union. So maybe it's just glyphosate that they're using. I don't know. It's very sad because of the dangers associated with widespread glyphosate use. It impacts biodiversity, and so literally the planet is under attack.
And that's only one herbicide. There are lots of herbicides being used. It's not just glyphosate. So just trying to understand why we get sick. What does the exposure to these herbicides do in our body? It kills our microbiome. It disrupts our natural bacteria in our system, and that's been associated with so many illnesses. So again, you have to
choose carefully.
Organic, and pretty much people are going to have to start making their own farms, growing their own produce.
I think there are plenty of forward-thinking people who have already moved out of the cities and decided that the way to support their good health is to grow their own food. And we are led to believe it's a giant mystery why the bees are disappearing, why we're dealing with colony collapse disorder, glyphosate, that is extremely toxic to to bees and beehives?
Well, you can't find organic honey in this country anymore because it's all been contaminated with pesticides. The U.S., bees in the U.S. now have almost no pure land on which to forage thanks to widespread chemical overuse in agriculture, with the exception of a handful of remaining areas where the environment is still considered pristine. Most of the places where bees would otherwise seek out nectar are located in or close to crop fields where chemicals like Roundup, which contains glyphosate, are sprayed regularly. Even in wild areas untouched by these synthetic inputs, bees are coming into contact with tainted nectar in nearby fields where pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides are being used. Bees, after all, are willing and able to travel up to 5 miles or even more in some cases if it means finding good nectar, and there's no telling what they encounter along the way. And of course, this is part of the reason why the bee population is in decline. So where can you find healthy honey or healthy nectar? North Dakota, they say, is one of the last good places in North America to raise honeybees, but it's becoming more difficult. According to Civil Eats, less than 10% of North Dakota's native grassland prairies remain, and in just the last 10 years, the state has lost at least 100,000 acres of grasslands to agricultural crops, primarily genetically modified corn and soybeans. And here's an interesting statistic. It takes 2 million individual blossoms to produce a pound of honey. Those bees really work hard.
They do. Busy as a bee.
This is an exceptional amount of flora needed to produce enough honey for Americans, especially considering the demand for honey has increased more than twofold since the 1990s. Now, here's an interesting thing. So what's happening in this country is happening in Europe. So where are we going to find untainted honey?
Where are we going to find untainted, an untainted environment? Absolutely impossible.
And, right now, U.S. imports of foreign honey has tripled over the last 30 years because you can't make enough in this country because of the decline in the bee population.
Well, to our listeners, there are local bee keepers, and you can find their honey from many different sources. And it's possibly, according to this article, certainly there that is going to be contaminated to a certain extent because there's no area of the world, literally, that is pristine and uncontaminated with these ubiquitous pesticides. So one of the things that I do tell people, for sure you don't want pasteurized honey. So if you're looking at honey in a mainstream grocery store, look at the small print and make sure it isn't pasteurized. And then I tell people, be also careful the source of your honey, because some of the honey products coming into the country are contaminated with added sugars, and the honey is mixed with honeys from many different countries. So you want to find a local beekeeper and choose their honey. That music means it's time for us to take a break. You're on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and our show today has been all over the map. And where are we going now, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I want to go back to magnesium because that's really important. And the only way, well, let's put it this way. You don't have to wait for your doctor to do the test to see if you're low on magnesium. Just start taking magnesium. The best way to start taking magnesium is improve your diet. If your diet needs improvement, then take an extra magnesium supplement, and then see if you can get your doctor to test you to see if your levels are optimal. And optimal means not just within range, but within the upper half of the range. And I have to tell you, I rarely see people in that area. Most of the time, they just make it into the lower end of the range. I'd love to meet the people that they tested when they determined those ranges. You know, it's just unbelievable. Unless it was done a long time ago, and the diets were much better.
And that's what I'm saying, that many of these ranges probably are significantly out of date. They may have been done a very long time ago. Is there any mechanism for keeping these updated?
But you don't want to do that necessarily, because then you're going to say, okay, now the average population is much more poorly nourished, so the ranges are going to go down, and we're going to say that's okay. That's really not okay. Now, here's the headline here. You know, we know that low magnesium has been linked to heart disease, but the real take home here is low magnesium levels have been found to be the best predictor of heart disease, contrary to the traditional belief that cholesterol or saturated fat play the biggest role.
And so important for people to understand this. Arthritis, muscle pains, headaches, constipation, so many of those issues in addition to elevated blood pressure.
Now, here's an interesting quote. By 1957, low magnesium was shown to be strongly, convincingly a cause of atherogenesis and the calcification of soft tissues. But this research was widely and immediately ignored as cholesterol and the high saturated fat diet became the culprits to fight. Ever since this early wrong turn, more and more peer-reviewed research has shown that low magnesium is associated with all known cardiovascular risk factors such as cholesterol and high blood pressure. Now, could it be that the real modus operandi of mainstream medicine is to let people get sick so they can now treat them and make money?
They wouldn't have a job if people didn't get sick, Dr. Slavin.
Now, decades of elevated calcium intake, and that's what we see, have not been balanced with increasing magnesium intake. And in the U.S. population, where most adults are not receiving enough magnesium on a daily basis, the ratios of calcium to magnesium are way off. Therefore, you have studies that are revealing that calcium supplements that are not in balance with magnesium actually elevate the risk of heart disease. Now, you've been saying that for a long time.
A very long time, and the country has been misled that milk does a body good. And so we're told we should be having our milk. And the two nations that have the highest dairy consumption in the world, the United States and I believe Sweden, have the highest rates of osteoporosis. What does that tell you? They're missing some other critically important nutrients.
Now, okay, so this information goes back to 1957. All right, so now take this into account. It should be obvious by now that cholesterol or high cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, since it's still the number one killer in America despite over two decades of statin use. You know, these smart doctors, I don't know why they don't catch on yet, but they say this is what they were trained and this is how they have to make a living. They don't want to make their patients healthy because then they can't make a living. The fact that low levels of magnesium are associated with all the risk factors and symptoms of heart disease, namely high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, cardiac arrhythmias, angina, and heart attack, can no longer be ignored. All associated with low magnesium, but nobody talks about that. Well, there's no money in magnesium supplements. The money is in statins.
And on and on and on we go with using a variety of different chemical pharmaceutical concoctions to address that list of maladies that you were speaking about, Dr. Slavin.
So the good sources of magnesium include legumes and nuts. However, you know, you were told the low-fat diet, so what were the first things to go? You know, nuts.
Nuts and seeds.
Yeah. So that's what happens. And after a few generations of this low magnesium diet, you now have young mothers who are deficient in magnesium, who are having children who start off with low magnesium, and you begin to see how you perpetuate these types of illnesses. Now, we remember we said magnesium is associated with over 300 different biochemical reactions in the body. It's important for health, nerve health, muscle health, digestive health, you name it. Magnesium is essential. And if you're not being tested, you're not going to know if you're deficient.
And one of the approaches for young children dealing with learning disabilities, magnesium and B6. That's been around for years.
Now, you mentioned you were in a pharmacy that sells, like they all do now, sell food, and you wouldn't buy any of the food they sell there because it's all processed. And when you process, well, what do you think processing means? It means taking out all the nutrition out of the food.
Well, and adding a really nice color, enhancing the taste with possibly sugar, emulsifying the main ingredient so it has really good mouth feel, minimizing the number of chews that it would require until it's swallowed, because if you minimize that chewing activity, people tend to eat more.
That's true. So I'm just trying to think. I think too many of us still have faith that our government is going to take care of us.
Oh, no, no, no. We take care of ourselves. That's kind of the philosophy in health food stores, don't you think?
Well, no. Well, obviously, but people say, well, or think, well, if this food was not good for us to eat, they wouldn't be allowed to sell it in the supermarkets.
Right. There would be an agency, the FDA Food and Drug Administration. They would see to it that only good quality foods were on our grocery store shelves.
But if that were to happen, you wouldn't need such big groceries, would you?
I guess I'm so old, I remember what old-timey grocery stores looked like, and it was pretty much real food.
Well, you had two sections. You had the meat section, and you had the produce section. So you had. You didn't have the packaged food section, because they didn't have packaged food back then.
Well, I wasn't that old.
Yeah, okay. They did have canned food and things like that, but
and
to the extent that
flour
they have today.
Products and tea and coffee and yeah.
Maybe there has to be a resurgence of that type of store, because even today, when you walk into the big health food stores, you still see a lot of processed food there too. Maybe a little bit healthier, maybe it's organic, but it's still processed, meaning it's not in its original state. And you really, ideally, want to get food in its original state as fresh as possible.
And all of that as fresh as possible. Food is going to be full of enzymes, full of minerals, full of trace minerals. And when you're using fresh vegetables, they're going to have a certain fluid content in them. So in addition to the herb teas and very high quality water that you're consuming, that vegetable consumption and the fruit consumption enhances that overall well-being.
Actually, they do have places like that. They call them farmers markets.
And lots of people attending those farmers markets and the green markets that most cities and towns are supporting early mornings on weekends.
So, I mean, it is available. You just have to look for it a little bit harder.
That's where you find your local beekeepers.
We just said the local beekeepers are not so good anymore.
Well, here's my viewpoint. Keep a positive attitude and certainly do the best that you can. Mm-hmm. And it isn't always possible to be perfect. It isn't possible to be perfect, but do the best you can. And I think that goes a very long way when you compare yourself with the rest of the population.
Or the rest of the world. They say now in this country, Hawaii is the place where you can get organic, truly organic honey. Now, they don't even have standards for organic honey. How's that for the FDA doing a good job with their responsibility of keeping our food supply safe?
Well,
they're not doing that.
They're accepting really contaminated honeys from a variety of different countries from around the world.
But they're really worried about pain medicine for people.
Because they're going to make sure I am not an abuser.
Yeah. But it's okay. But alcohol, tobacco, sugar, all those things are fine with the FDA. Just trying to help people in pain.
And Splenda, Equal, and so on. The list goes on. That music means that we're out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 with more for supporting your good health.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.